I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There have been reports that terrorists are causing trouble again in Pakistan's Kashmir region. We spoke to an Interserve partner working in the region about the reports. Because of the security concerns, we'll call him Michael. He says the Quake Zone was a well-known recruiting ground, so things can get tricky for their teams. However,
now is the time to show them the Christian way of handling things. And through our practice, through the way we conduct ourselves, through the way we meet with the people, talk to them, listen to their stories. This is a time of gaining a hearing, gaining the right to be heard later on.
Next, this is a story of a ministry being harvested through tragedy. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says a partner in Indonesia may soon be able to air gospel programming on the radio in Aceh. That came as a direct result of their team's emergency medical help in the early days of the tsunami crisis.
In the past, that was an option that was closed, even though there were stations that were willing to consider it. There was concern that there might be a backlash, and at this point, at least in one area, the station is willing to go ahead and air programs, and it seems as if it may reflect a softening of opposition against the gospel.
And while purpose-driven ministries has been popular in the United States, the principles are creating a stir in Europe. According to Purpose Driven, more than 2,000 churches throughout Europe have held 40 days of purpose campaigns. Many believe these campaigns will help the church not only grow in number, but reach out in evangelism. The most recent purpose-driven conference was held in England, where 30 countries were represented. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the MNN newsletter featuring stories on Hurricane Katrina, the Pakistan earthquake, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.